91X News.
It's 16 degrees and sunny at 8 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rankema. Police were called to a Zion Road home last night for a reported break and enter. Unknown suspects forced their way into the house sometime between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. yesterday and stole a coin set and some tools. Early this morning, police got a complaint that a man was assaulted. They found that the male victim was confronted on College Street East near the train station just after midnight by three teenagers. One of the males pointed a handgun at the victim and demanded his bicycle. The struggle ensued with the other males and the victim was kicked repeatedly in the head and neck. The trio fled empty-handed and got back into a Ford Mustang with a white stripe down the middle of the car. Yesterday afternoon, police were called to the train station in response to a stolen van. The van had been in the parking lot of the station since Tuesday morning. It's being described as a white 1999 Chev Express van. The license plate is BBWM711. Police were called to a Thurlow Ward residence in relation to threats last night. A 35-year-old Tyendinaga Township man was arrested and held for a bail hearing. He was charged with uttering death threats and three counts of breach of probation. Quinte Conservation has been getting complaints lately of garbage being left in and around the water. The spot is popular for fishing, but General Manager Terry Murphy says people are being downright disrespectful and there are consequences for the littering.
Well, if they're not caught, it can kill wildlife and makes the area look terrible. If they are caught, they can be charged for trespassing.
Murphy says the area is mostly used for picnics, but they had to remove their garbage bins because people were misusing them.
People were bringing their garbage from home and leaving it piled up beside the garbage cans. So we have signs up asking people to take their garbage with them.
Murphy says if the littering continues, the area may have to be closed off to the public for fishing. Firefighters at CFB Trenton are getting a new state-of-the-art fire hall to go with their newly purchased fleet of fire trucks. The official sod-turning ceremony was held this week at the location where the hall will be built. The contract for construction of the $12.1 million facility was given to MJ Dixon Construction of Mississauga. Construction of the 3,200-square-meter building housing trucks and firefighter sleeping areas is to be completed next summer. The old fire hall will be used by military police once the new hall is complete. And pressure is mounting on the federal government to act quickly to end a strike by thousands of Canadian Pacific Railway workers. Alan Black has more.
Labour Minister Lisa Raitt says she is prepared to table a back-to-work bill if CP Rail and Teamsters Canada can't reach a deal, saying a long strike could cost the economy about $500 million a week. The strike began yesterday, stopping all CP freight trains across the country. Kevin Bender, the head of the Western Wheat Growers Association, says farmers aren't the only ones affected by the strike.
It's a lot of the industry that suffers when they go on strike. So we're really dependent on it. We're held captive by the railway.
With the strike now underway, CP Rail says it doesn't need all of its workers and has sent layoff notices to more than 2,000 employees. Alan Black, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Police in Montreal made 400 arrests in the latest nightly student protest against Quebec's plan to boost tuition fees. Thousands of students and supporters have taken to the streets every night for the past month in their ongoing show of opposition to the fee hikes. They're also angry over a recent law that puts restrictions on mass rallies. And 80 firefighters and an incident management team from BC are set to arrive today to help battle fires in northern Ontario. Water bombers from Newfoundland and Manitoba are already assisting Ontario's firefighting efforts. As of yesterday, there were 42 active fires in the province and nearly 29,000 hectares were burning. A fire burning just 3 kilometers from Kirkland Lake has the town's 9,000 residents on evacuation alert. About 300 people from nearby communities have already been evacuated. The rules around who collects employment insurance and how are about to change. Terry Pedwell has the details.
Human Resources Minister Dianne Finley is set to announce details this morning that will alter the landscape for those collecting EI. Sources say the package may provide for a gradual reduction of benefits for frequent applicants, a measure that would hurt people relying on seasonal employment. The package of reforms, which sources say has remained in flux almost up to today's release, is meant to be a flexible approach to tighten up employment insurance that takes regional circumstances into account, but at the same time narrows the definition of what constitutes suitable work and a reasonable job offer for EI claimants to accept. Terry Pedwell, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
A UN-appointed panel of human rights experts say it has documented cases of unlawful killings, torture, and abuse by Syrian government forces and anti-government armed groups. The members of the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria said in a report on Thursday that ever since March, the Syrian government forces have killed people unlawfully during anti-government demonstrations. They also say that anti-government armed groups have also killed security and army forces and suspected informers that they have captured. And there are smoke-free bars, parks, and even college campuses, but what about a smoke-free country? New Zealand's government today squeezed smokers even more than ever by announcing a 40% hike in tobacco taxes over the next 4 years. That will jack up the price of a pack of cigarettes to about $15 U.S. That's 91X News to 806. Sports and weather are next.
There are plenty of regular day camps for kids, and then there's conservation camp.
For a summer experience kids will truly love and parents can feel good about, check out 8 great weeks of summer fun at Quinte Conservation. Children 7 to 13 will grow and learn through the exploration of the great outdoors. With 2 locations available, Quinte Conservation's main office in Belleville and Macaulay Mountain Conservation Area in Picton, it's the natural choice that's best for your kids.
For more information, call 968-3434. Or visit quinteconservation.ca.
91X Sports, a local Olympian and cancer survivor, is gearing up for the Olympics once again. 36-year-old Brian Price will be the coxswain for Canada's men's 8 rowing team this summer at the London Olympics. At the 2008 Beijing Games, Price and his team came away with a gold medal.
First thing I did was I jumped into the arms of the guy right in front of me, which is what I remembered from 1992 in Barcelona when that coxswain did the same thing. So 16 years later, I knew exactly what I was going to do when we won and crossed the line.
Price and his team practice 3 times a day, 6 times a week. He says it's a full-time job everyone has to be committed to. And the New Jersey Devils escaped with a 5-3 victory over the Rangers in Game 5 of the NHL's Eastern Conference Final. The Devils got goals from Steven Gionta, Patrick Elias, and Travis Zajac in the game's first 10 minutes to lead 3-0. But the Rangers regrouped with goals in each period to tie at 3. New Jersey's Ryan Carter scored with under 5 minutes to go in the third to seal the win for the Devils. Zach Parise added an empty netter in the final minute. Martin Brodeur stopped 25 shots between the pipes for the Devils, who can close out the series in Game 6 tomorrow at home. And the Vancouver Canucks have signed coach Alain Vigneault to a 2-year contract extension. Vigneault says his return for a 7th season demonstrates stability that players need to succeed.
Players understand that ownership, management, and coaches are all working together for the same common goal. And they see that in stability with management and coaches. Then they buy into where we're trying to go.
Vancouver lost in 7 games to the Boston Bruins in last season's Stanley Cup final and were bounced in the first round this spring by L.A. And there's going to be a Game 7 in the NBA Eastern Conference semifinal between Boston and Philadelphia. The 76ers made sure of that with an 82-75 victory at home over the Celtics last night. That knots the series at 3 games apiece. Game 7 goes Saturday night in Boston, but Celtics coach Doc Rivers says playing Game 7 at home does not mean an automatic victory.
Game 7s are what they are. It's nice to have it at home, but you got to go get it still. You know, at the end of the day, you got to go play. You can't just rely on we're at home. I do like that we have an extra day. I think that helps us a little bit.
Jrue Holiday led the Sixers with 20 points, and Paul Pierce led all scorers with 24 for the Celtics. The Toronto Blue Jays continue to struggle in Tampa Bay. B.J. Upton doubled home Rich Thompson in the 11th inning as the Rays beat the Jays 5-4. Tampa Bay took 2 of 3 from the Jays and have won 15 straight home series against Toronto. Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion each homered for the Jays, who have a day off before starting a weekend series in Texas. Looking at the forecast for today, sunny, clouds rolling in this afternoon, but a high of 27 degrees. For tonight, clouds sticking around overnight and a low of 20. For tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 27 again. For the weekend, sunny on Saturday with a high of 25 degrees and some showers expected on Sunday with a high of 20. At 8:10, it's 16 degrees. I'm Taylor Renkema. News is next at 8:30.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.